Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to go. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about cholesterol because somebody asked me to. Sometimes, you know, you guys out there will say, hey, what about this topic? What about that one? So, hey, I try to work them into the show. So we're going to talk about that and, it's a pretty big topic, so I'm going to spend most of the show on it. But if we get time, we're going to try to sneak in some other great things. So we'll see how the hour rolls. We do have a quack report, but it's going to be brief tonight because I want to fit in all this information. And I did bring my devotional because you know me. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. And I'm asking for God's hand on this nation. You know, when you read your scripture, your mother is also referred to as your nation in scripture. So our mother needs some help. Our mother needs some
serious supernatural help from the Lord. So I'm praying for that. Anyway, today's devotional is from Proverbs 3, Deuteronomy 33, and Jeremiah 29. It goes like this. I am taking care of you. Trust me at all times. Trust me in all circumstances. Trust me with all your heart. And when you are weary of everything, it seems to be going wrong, you can still utter those four words, I trust you, Jesus. And by doing so, you release matters into my control, and you can fall back into security in my everlasting arms. And before you rise from your bed in the morning, I've already arranged the events of your day. Every day provides many opportunities for you to learn my ways and grow closer to me. Signs of my presence brighten even the dullest day when you have eyes that are ready to see. Search for me as for hidden treasure, and I will be found by you. Absolutely great stuff. If you haven't found the Lord Jesus Christ, well, mind the time it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All righty, first up in the quack report, last up in the quack report. let's see, medical community, they say there's a lack of blood donations. So they need blood for transfusions worldwide, not just in the United States. So aware of this issue, scientists have come together and they are pouring their hearts out over a procedure that they call a brew blood. B-R-E-W, like brewing, making. They want to combat the blood disorders that people suffer from, as well as a short supply of blood donation. So Dr. George Murphy, he's a stem cell scientist at the Center for Regenerative Medicine at Boston Medical Center. So he and his team are working hard on growing what he calls personalized blood cells in their lab. So they nickname it brew blood. So they're making this blood. So what they do is they take a small sample of the patient's own blood and they reprogram the red blood cells back to master stem cells. And then they coax them to make red blood cells from there. That is unique for the patient. So, and then they can grow these blood cells at will over and over again in the lab and not run out. So for people with blood disorders and they have to go frequently for blood transfusions, they say this is going to be a godsend. Well, I guess it's better than fake blood. We've reported on that before because that stuff's dangerous. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, that fake blood's not stuff you know you wear for Halloween or anything. That's some stuff that pharmaceutical companies were making. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, we're going to be talking about cholesterol for a good part of the show today because I was asked to do a show on cholesterol. So listeners out there, readers of the newsletters are wanting to know, what can we do about cholesterol problems? So most of us know that according to scientific medicine, that cholesterol is blamed for heart disease. So we're told that the normal cholesterol level in blood should be under 200 milligrams, and patients with a level of 60 milligrams are considered to have a very low risk of heart disease. If you get levels below that to 40 or 50, you're said your risk is back. You know, you have a risk of heart disease if you get too low. So this all leads me to this new drug. It's a new injectable drug to lower cholesterol. So the list of injectable drugs, have you noticed it's growing? It used to be just, you know, anesthesia was injected, then vaccines, and then anti-venom drugs. But today, many everyday medications have now taken on a new form, gone from the pill to the serum injectable. And for instance, you know, birth control is now available and the 12-month shot comes with risks and side effects, of course. And then diabetic medicine is also available in a serum form. And there seems to be a move away from pills to the injection form of medication. So the new treatment for high cholesterol is now in pretty much a syringe. So we're going to take a look at this newest generation of cholesterol drugs Okay. First, a little history on cholesterol. The term cholesterol comes from the Greek word chol, which means bile, and steros, which means solid. So cholesterol is necessarily thought of as in the human system and also in animals as an essential element for structure of cell membrane. So cholesterol is necessary. So without cholesterol, the cells fall apart. And more specifically, cholesterol is necessary for our cells to pass signals and for the nervous system for electrical impulses. It affects the myelin sheath and your heart and your brain. So cholesterol means bile solids, really, in Greek terms. And scientific medicine started monitoring blood lipids in the 1930s. And then the cholesterol tests were created in 1934. By 1954, scientists created this connection between cholesterol and heart disease, distinguishing it between the good HDL and the bad LDL cholesterol. So soon drug companies created these cholesterol-lowering medicines, which really did not distinguish between the cholesterol types, and then you got severe side effects. So later, we're told that cholesterol drugs became more sophisticated and targeted only the bad cholesterol. Well, here, if you get the newsletter from the people at Apothecary Herbs, you could just go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, and sign up. It's under books and newsletters, and it's free. There's no subscription. So if you are on the list, what you get is some lot of hot update clicks and graphs and stuff to kind of help you figure things out, like cholesterol. And in the newsletter this week was the New England Journal of Medicine had this chart of deaths by disease in 1812, you know? You step back into the past, and guess what wasn't on it? Mortality and death. There was nothing listed for heart disease or cholesterol. It's not on the list. Think about this. Think about it. You know, 200 years ago, no heart disease and cholesterol. That wasn't killing people. Well, let's look at some the interesting ingredients in this new medication for cholesterol. The cholesterol serum is called Repatha, and it's made with a monoclonal antibody. And you may be asking, what the heck's that? Well, it's a laboratory-created protein that's designed to bind with substances inside the human body. Sometimes the protein will be designed to bind with cancer cells or it may be used with cancer drugs. And in some cases, they may have a protein designed to simply carry other medication to an objective target, such as in the case of radioactive poison to attack cancer cells. Now, the Repatha cholesterol drug, though, is promoted to reduce the bad LDL cholesterol. So the manufacturer is Amgen Incorporated. They're located in Thousand Oaks, California, we're told. And they state in their clinical trials that the drug lowered cholesterol by 71%. Now, it was FDA approved in 2015, and this drug is injected either in a once-a-month or twice-a-month dose. And patients are instructed to inject the drug into a different part of their body, such as the arm, thigh, or stomach area. And they have to avoid scar tissue, any tender areas, or bruised areas. So according to the manufacturer, the serum needs refrigeration, and it shouldn't be injected if you see any floating particles in it or it changes color. Now, physicians and drug manufacturers recommend that patients use the drug in combination with a healthy lifestyle. And some patients may be prescribed Repatha with other cardiovascular drugs. And patients are looking for a cure with this injection, their cholesterol problem. And they're going to be disappointed because according to the literature on this drug from the manufacturer, it states quite clearly, quote, Repatha helps to control high cholesterol, but it won't cure your condition, end of quote. Well, let's look at what the FDA says about it. According to the FDA site, it describes Repatha as And they also describe their service to Americans. This way, here's a quote off their site. It says, Repatha is an antibody that targets a specific protein called PCSK9. And the antibody reduces the number of receptors on the liver, which removes LDL cholesterol from the blood. And you might be saying, well, why would they want to do that? Well, accordingly, they say, by blocking those receptors that supposedly move the bad cholesterol, they say it allows other receptors to be available to get rid of the bad cholesterol and lower the levels. Now, according to the FDA, they say controlled trials showed an average of reduction of the bad cholesterol, the LDL, by approximately 60%. And then they said evaluation of Repatha to lower heart attack and stroke is still ongoing. And then they end it with the FDA agency protects the public's health by assuring the safety, effectiveness, and security of human and veterinarian drugs, vaccines, and other biological products and medical devices. Aha. Well, here's what else the FDA stated regarding Repatha's side effects. It said cold symptoms, upper respiratory tract infections, if you use it, influenza, back pain, allergic reactions, also pain, inflammation, bruising at the injection site. So that's the side effects they listed. Well, let's take a deeper look. According to the medical information on Repatha, patients who have a history of kidney disease or liver disease or have a latex allergy should not take this injectable form of cholesterol drug. Patients under the age of 13 should avoid the drug, and frequent blood tests are required while you take the drug to check for organ failure. So the manufacturer admits that they have not tested the drug with regards to pregnancy, nursing, or cancer. So the manufacturer does not recommend using the drug with other non-prescription medicines, with illegal drugs, diet pills, supplements, or herbs. So the common side effects listed for the drug are injection site inflammation, tenderness, bruising, and pain. We mentioned that. Back pain and cold symptoms, as well as flu symptoms, dizziness, and stomach pain. But then they also listed more serious side effects of allergic reactions like severe itching, hives, breathing problems like tight chest wheezing, swelling of the face, lip, tongue, and throat area. So I said to myself, wow, you know, that's scary. But let's say someone's desperate enough to get their quote-unquote cholesterol under control, and so they want to give it a try. How much is this? Hey, Frank, do you want to guess how much this cholesterol serum is? Would you like to wager a guess? Well, while he's thinking about it, the Repatha vaccine attempts to dictate which protein helps the liver to filter the blood of the bad cholesterol. The serum itself is contained in what is described as a SureClick auto-injector, similar to an EpiPen. So the pen with serum costs around, you ready, Frank? $1,200. A little less, a little more, depending on where you go get it. $1,200. And that is a lot of money to spend on a treatment that offers no cure except symptom management. You only get a few treatments out of it. It's not like it's going to be a six-month supply for $1,200. So the treatment essentially artificially lowers cholesterol numbers, and if you come off the treatment, the cholesterol condition remains. All right, you know what? Sometimes chemistry is king, so let's check out what the chemists say. The National Cholesterol Education Program was founded in 1985, and it was suggested that cholesterol in the blood causes arterial sclerosis and heart disease. So based on this hypothesis that the scientists came up with and the drug companies developed statin drugs on, the public was convinced that it's plaque from cholesterol that is causing heart disease. So the concept that cholesterol was the problem was developed by science starting in 1910. Mm-hmm. So cholesterol became more of a problem after the Great Depression and World War II, especially when food production changed and convenience foods were introduced. So today, 30 million people worldwide, about 28% of the U.S. adults are taking these statin cholesterol medications. And it's one of the world's biggest selling drugs, to be honest. So the U.S. National Library of Medicine published a report in June 2016 that there is no scientific link between cholesterol and heart disease. Did you catch that? Well, in fact, a study that was published in October 2015 in the Critical Care Medicine Journal said that the statin drugs cause heart attack and stroke. Well, I thought that's why you're taking the statin drugs, to prevent heart attack and stroke. And they actually cause it? Well, according to holistic physician David Brownstein, they don't tell doctors in medical school that 50% of heart attack patients have normal cholesterol. Normal cholesterol level. And fat and cholesterol are healthy sources of energy for the body, and it's real important for cell integrity, according to Brownstein. He says, take a statin drug and you will undermine all of that. According to Brownstein, he says, patients with low LDL bad cholesterol levels coupled with low triglyceride levels had an astounding 990% risk of dying. Holy, you know what, right? Now, the researchers at East Texas Medical Center found that patients taking the Lipitor statin drug for 6 months developed heart problems and congestive heart failure. Oh, so according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine systematic review, they said bad LDL cholesterol helps you live longer. As LDL cholesterol went down, all causes of mortality went up. The higher the LDL was linked to all lower cases of mortality. So the more bad cholesterol you had, the safer you were, according to their review. The less bad cholesterol you had, the riskier your condition got. All right. Let's look at this expert review, because in March 2015, a report was published in the Expert Review of Clinical Pharmacology, which used the relative risk reduction process with regards to the safety and effectiveness of the cholesterol drugs. So they looked at a bunch of data, is what they did. And they concluded that only a slim margin of like 1% of patients that use cholesterol drugs may have any benefit from it. So that proves that the clinical trial studies on statin medications were manipulated statistically and submitted to the FDA to guarantee approval, which is kind of standard in the industry now. Everybody knows it's being done. So the review also listed side effects that the medical community and the media do not report to the public. These are going to be added side effects to the ones I've already given you. So here are the additional side effects. Cancer, cataracts, diabetes, cognitive impairment, and musculoskeletal disorders. So you may be wondering how a drug can do so much damage. Well, aside from lowering the cholesterol, your body needs the cholesterol to function with. The drug also removes some necessary nutrients like enzymes, and it leaves patients vulnerable to diseases. So here's what the expert review concluded. It said the cholesterol drugs inhibit your vitamin K2, which protects your arteries from calcification, and without it, it causes plaque to form. The cholesterol drugs, they said, also cause mitochondria damage. So the cholesterol drugs are toxic and are poisoning the energy centers of your cell and damaging your heart cells. Wow. They also said cholesterol drugs inhibit and deplete the system of your coenzyme Q10, which is an antioxidant that helps pump oxygen to the heart muscle. Also reduces cellular stress, oxidative stress. And lastly, they said the cholesterol drugs interfere with selenium proteins. Those are needed to prevent oxidative stress and cell damage as well. So this is why when people take the statin drugs, they feel like they're falling apart. That's because that's what's happening. Their cells are falling apart. They have a pale, pasty look. They don't have any energy, and they don't feel good. Well, let's look at another expert. You know, a while back on here on the show, I interviewed Shane Ellison. He had, at the time, just authored a book called Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. Now, Shane is a chemist by trade, and he used to work for the pharmaceutical companies. So his book actually explains in plain language how a lot of these drugs that get prescribed for patients to live on for the rest of their lives, like diabetic medicines, heart medicines, cholesterol drugs, and so on, he explains how they act in the body, what they actually do to you. So he says statin drugs will lower testosterone, and that will affect the libido. Actually, hormones are very necessary. If you've been listening to the last few weeks, we've covered how, you know, a lot of hormones affect neurotransmitters, thyroid function, sleep, gland function, and so forth. So according to Shane, in addition to the side effects listed, there are additional diseases patients can acquire from using cholesterol drugs, such as neurological diseases like Lou Gehrig's disease or ALS, which destroys the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord. So this risk was actually, get this, are you ready? It was discovered by the World Health Organization and the FDA while they were monitoring adverse event reports from patients who were taking these cholesterol drugs. Neurological damage occurs in a third of the patients that take statin drugs, whereas on a national average, if you know your risk of getting Lou Gehrig's disease without a statin drug is about 0.0005%. So the FDA knows that you're really putting yourself at risk. A third of patients can get a neurological disease, and it's still on the market. Here's what Shane says. He says, your trust is misplaced if you think the FDA is looking out for you. He says, statin drugs have killed and injured more people than the government has acknowledged. The FDA has a very low bar for drug approvals, and natural cholesterol is not a poison to you, but statin drugs are. End of quote. Well, he said it straight up. Well, you know, we need to balance the system because, you know, since the human body needs cholesterol to function, you know, a problem is created when there is imbalance. So the body reacts to the foods we eat and things we put in it. So cholesterol will become imbalanced when we eat foods that create this mucus condition in the system. So this will stem from the consumption of animal dairy products and refined wheat products. And you want to rebalance the system. And you can do that with some herbal cleansing. It will jumpstart the process while you remove those foods from your diet. And you don't want to forget that cheese is made from milk, 10 times the concentration of milk. So don't forget the cheese. So animal milk products, very detrimental to the cardiovascular system. Any cardiologist will tell you that. So read your labels. You want to also avoid that hidden milk. Absolutely, you want to avoid that. It's in your snacks and just about everything. So you have to really be careful and be proactive out there. You know, balance. We're going to come back from this break. I know, Frank, we got to take a break. But we'll come back and we're going to talk about the natural things that will empower you to balance your cholesterol without the risk of all the statin drugs. Isn't that great? You got that power right now. We'll be right back.
Let pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength herbal organ cleanses and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Get up and dance. I like it. I like it bouncy. Frank knows that. Thanks, Frank. All right. We're talking about cholesterol because you asked for the topic, and so I try to deliver. And so now we're going to talk about a natural way for you to balance the system so you make the right amount of cholesterol for you. Cholesterol is healthy. Cholesterol is what you need. And so you want to make sure you get the right amount of cholesterol. HDL, LDL, the right amount of cholesterol is important. So let's talk about some products that I would use if I were you, if you needed to balance. So you want to use the Organ Cleanse products. And the reason is these organs help not only manufacture, but filter and balance and regulate cholesterol. So if you haven't done Organ Cleanse, for the liver, it's something you might want to look at, but you don't want to just jump in and do the liver. You have to do cleansing in the right way so that you don't reabsorb toxins if you don't have a free flow elimination channel working. So the male and female Organ Cleanse package is what I would first have you look at thepowerherbs.com. Of course, the folks there at Apothecary Herbs like educate you on how to use these herbs properly. So you have tools. You have tools God's given you as medicine, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So you've got a promise built into these herbs, okay? So male-female organ cleanse package, there's 5 organ cleanses, that's what you do. You can also use, just as extra benefit, the hawthorn berry tinctures, which helps prevent clots and strokes, okay, because they're cardiovascular health is an issue these days because of the way we're eating, but you got a fibrinogen protein in your blood, and the way you eat can alter it, and it can turn it into fibrin, which makes all those red blood cells just clump together, and all of a sudden you've got deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolisms, and all kinds of stuff. So hawthorn berries has been actually scientifically tested against the blood thinners, the Coumadin, the Werfen, and the whatever. And it's worked just as well, if not better, with no side effects. So hawthorn berries is also available at thepowerherbs.com. It will be under their cardio tab. Also under the cardio tab is motherwort tincture, which helps regulate heartbeat. So if you've had weak cells, especially in the heart, this is going to be important. Also, heart formula is on there as well. It helps balance the blood pressure and helps the body help regulate the cholesterol. It gives it a little helping hand, a little strengthening as you build strength. And then the male or female hormone formulas to make sure you got that endocrine system balanced so it makes the hormones that are right for you. So just to be clear, these herbs are not hormone replacement drugs. That's not how that works. These herbs are nutrition specifically to support your endocrine system that makes your hormones. So real important to get that straight. So herbs are strengtheners. They help remove the crutches that you would normally use called pharmaceutical drugs. Okay, so strengthening promotes, you know, health and independence, and actually, can I just say the 4-letter word, cure, hello, and whereas pharmaceutical drugs promote weakness and dependency, which promotes failure down the road. So choose strength, please choose strength, and so the cleanse and nourish approach really has never failed, you know, as long as you don't recongest the system with foods that encourage the imbalance. So, you know, you got to get off the fast food. You got to get off the convenience foods. You got to start eating organic and healthy and make your own meals. Don't do convenience stuff. Okay. So instead of the cow's milk, use coconut milk. Instead of the refined flour, use organic whole grain. So it's a choice and it's a lifestyle. It's not something, it's not a diet, that's temporary. Lifestyles are permanent, so this is where it's come from. So if you want more information on how you can balance and have the right amount of cholesterol, good, bad, and whatever, check out thepowerherbs.com. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get a catalog. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. 3663. International, 704-885-0277, or thepowerherbs.com. You know, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. That's right. So get the right tools. By the way, we're at the end of March. Tomorrow's the last day of March, and March is National Nutrition Month. So tomorrow's the last day. You'll save 10% on the body food mix. So if you want a healthy, organic, plant-based vitamin mix that has enzymes and plant proteins and amino acids, then save 10%. Through tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day. So the Power Herbs, yep. Tomorrow is the 31st of March. It is the last day. Frank, catch up, please. He says it's the second to the last day. No. Saturday's the 1st of April, honey. What calendar are you looking at? Anyway, you get the point. Save while you can. Tomorrow's the last day on the body food mix. Save. Okay. We got some time here, so we're going to jump in and look. We're going to talk about, you know, I got a question recently about scabies. Yeah. We talked about it before once on the show, so I thought, well, let me just recap a little bit. A lot of times people say they have scabies. It's really a skin infection that's caused by mites. So the functional level of your immune system will determine how bad that infection is going to be. Hopefully you got a good, strong immunity. So you're told that, you know, we're told that a lot of the immigrants are bringing diseases like this across the border into especially the southern areas of the U.S. and are contaminated with scabies as well as other diseases. So anyone with scabies is contagious. And you want to use caution. So what can be done to prevent or even get rid of scabies? So we're going to talk about it. So what is scabies? Well, it's caused by a microscopic mite. And and it's got a long name. Scabies horminus is the technical term, but we just say scabies. So these little mites tend to burrow into the upper layer of your skin, and then they lay their eggs there. And this disease is spread by direct skin contact. And some forms of scabies can kind of develop a crust on the skin known as Norwegian scabies. So this tends to occur if the patient's immune system is quite weak. So high-risk patients for the scabies are going to be like the elderly, the disabled, the debilitated. People don't, you know, have good immune systems. So after infection, it can take about maybe 4 to 6 weeks for your symptoms to appear. However, the person is going to be very contagious and spreading it in the meantime. So if a person has experienced scabies in the past and recontracts the disease, the symptoms occur much faster, like in 1 to 4 days. So scabies is not a condition that you want to leave untreated. And, you know, people say, well, goodness, this is America. We haven't had this condition, this problem. And goodness, I can't even remember when. Well, get ready. You know, it's back, basically because of what we're letting in, fortunately. Let's look at some of the symptoms. Anyone with scabies will experience intense itching and this pimple-like skin rash. So itching is more intense at night when patients try to go to sleep. If a patient develops the Norwegian scabies that tend to have that thick, crusty scab, the scabs are full of these mites and their eggs, is basically, and that is extremely contagious. So scabies are spread more easily with the crusted form of the disease because direct skin contact then is not required. So personal items like bedding, furniture, clothing, grooming items can be contaminated with these crusted scabies, and you can pick up the disease that way. So patients with the crusted form of scabies may not experience the itching and may not even realize they have a disease at all. I can't see how they wouldn't, you know. You don't scab up like that for no reason. All right, let's look at the rash. The scabies rash is somewhat selective where it likes to break out on the body. In most cases, the pimply red rash affects your wrist area, your elbows, armpits, and in between your fingers, the breast area, knees, and shoulder blades. Sometimes you may find, you know, really difficult cases of scabies in the genital area or along the belt line and the buttocks. So the rash can evolve into blisters with a lot of scaling. So scratching will create sores, which often become more infected. So if an infant or a toddler contracts scabies, the mites often are found on the head, the face, the neck, the palms, or the soles of their feet. So this is kind of a worldwide condition. This is found worldwide. Scabies is known all over the world, usually a result of overcrowded conditions like in prisons, nursing homes, slum areas, child care facilities, and scabies is often sexually acquired or in sharing of those personal items, bedding, where people are infected and family and friends come to stay. Well, what is the medical diagnosis for this? Well, medical doctors will diagnose scabies based on a physical exam. They will locate the rash and also the presence of any tunneling or burrowing that's made by the adult female mite. So the burrows can be visible on the skin and appear like a small raised or crooked line, often having a grayish-whitish appearance. So to identify the mite, the skin sample may be taken to examine the mite, its eggs, the fecal matter, and that's all done under a microscope. And we're told that if there are no mites, eggs with fecal matter can be seen, that the patient even is still contagious. So even if there's no mites, you can't find the mites, there's still the eggs and the fecal matter, they still consider you contagious. Now, medical science reports that fewer than 20 mites, if they're present on a person with scabies, that's the condition. You've got fewer than 20. However, if crusted scabies is involved, there could be thousands of mites. That's just really gross, isn't it? I mean, just, are you shivering a little bit there? Ugh, right? So... Yeah, so medical science, the crusted one's worse. And these mites have a lifespan of 1 to 2 months when they're on a host. So when not on a host, they die within about 72 hours. So mites are heat sensitive, and they can't survive high temperatures of 122 degrees or longer, or longer than 10 minutes. So I'm like, find the nearest sauna. You know, try to be in there alone, though. Don't want to get anybody infected. So what's the medical treatment? Well, scientific medicine will treat scabies with what is called scabicides to kill the mites, and sometimes it will also help kill the eggs. There are no over-the-counter treatments, and patients have to obtain a prescription for this drug. So if one person in the house has scabies, it's recommended that all the members in the household be treated. Sort of like if you get, you know, worms, you know, pinworms or something. Everybody's got to be on the medicine. So all the bedding, all the clothing, the shoes, the furniture, all has to be clean and treated. And if itching occurs 2 to 4 weeks after the application, then the treatment has to be repeated. And prescriptions for humans may not be used on pets. And likewise, scabies treatments for pets and agricultural uses are not to be used on humans. So that's how the scientific community deals with scabies. But there's also this topic of drug-induced scabies. Some patients are misdiagnosed with scabies when, in fact, they have something else or is a drug that can offer the side effects that mimic scabies. So drugs that can cause this itchy skin and rash are things like antibiotics, antifungal drugs, and narcotic pain relievers. Therefore, if you think you have scabies, make sure your physician confirms that through a skin sample, scraping, and checking it under the microscope kind of thing. Well, what about other skin parasites? Well, there are some unanswered questions about skin conditions, which, you know, tend to produce a lot of itching and rash, and they're not scabies, and it's not lice. So one some people say, you know, there's that new condition called Morgellons disease, which they think may be a form of scabies, or it may be something else. Some people think it's a laboratory invented condition that's, you know, really, really bad. So there are lots of people all over the world that are reporting these strange symptoms of itchy skin and rash, but it's not scabies. So in one report, there was a condition called Collembolia, which produces an unexplained rash and itch not associated with allergic reactions, and it's assumed that it's a skin parasite. So skin parasites are most often misdiagnosed, and apparently there are three main types of skin parasites which can give symptoms such as sensations of your skin crawling or something biting you or this itch. So most dermatologists don't know. They don't know what it is. There's nothing physically wrong with you. They'll say you pretty much have a mental condition. Get a, you know, antidepressant, you know. So dermatologists, I find dermatologists most of the time are not even worth the copay. Well, dermatitis is their fallback condition they write down, and all that means is inflamed skin. Don't get me started on it. No. All right. So you've got skin parasites. Now, here's the thing. What does the average person do? Frank, what does the average person do? They go get commercial bath soaps, right? And those things strip the friendly good bacteria, the good flora on your skin, which is their first layer of immune system defense. Okay? Your skin has all these different defenses. It has oil, it has pH, it has acids, it has all these things to protect you, and you strip a lot of that protection away when you use a lot of these commercial bath soaps. So one thing you want to do is retain those natural oils in your skin so you're not so dry, for one thing, but it also protects you from parasites. So you want to look at the honey oatmeal types of soap. Right? Honey oatmeal soap, because the honey, it will kill unwanted bacteria, but will not affect the friendly ones. And it also locks in moisture. So you keep a lot of those defensive mechanisms on the skin, the oils and pH and acid and things. So honey oatmeal soap, way to go. You do not want to strip the skin of all those defenses. So FYI out there. Well, yes, Frank's saying if that doesn't work, you're off to the doctor for steroids. Well, maybe not. If you contact some of these skin parasites like Collembolia, for instance, you would have fatigue, maybe some memory loss, difficulty concentrating. You'll have mood swings, swollen joints, pain, things that may even mimic other conditions like fibromyalgia, vision problems, hair loss, skin nodules, itchy skin, of course, and so on and so on. So, you know, you don't want to get any of these parasites. Now, it appears the condition called Collembolia is from what is called a springtail parasite, which is different from a scabies mite. Springtail, it likes to jump when it moves around underneath the skin, and it can cover more than well, scabies move 2.5 centimeters per minute, but the springtail can cover more ground. Some believe that the springtail parasite produces these fibers that could be part of what people see as Morgellons disease. Don't know, but that's what they think. A European researcher stated that the springtail parasite are found in a third of the bottled water, especially found in France. Uh-huh. So how can you tell if you have been infected with this parasite? If you get a 30 times lighted handheld microscope, you can see it. Yep. That's what you can do. Well, you know, it's one of those things. You don't want to get parasites. No way. No how. Right? Absolutely not. Parasites are insects and can be difficult to get rid of. So what did our ancestors do about stuff like this, you know? Scabies is kind of like ancient. Well, there are a few herbs that work as an antihelmintic, which is a parasite killer. Just say parasite killer. Herbs out there can be parasite killers. All right, so usually herbs have these potent oils in them that penetrate the skin of the parasite, can penetrate and attack, let's say, the mite. And so herbs like thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, they used that for bed bugs and all kinds of things in ancient times. So our ancient ancestors used thyme for lice and bed bugs and scabies. So if you don't have thyme oil, you can use a thyme tincture and add it to a little oil for spreadability and to soak into the skin. You can also use thyme tincture inside the body as well. Now, for the itch, you can apply some herbs that help tone down itching, like poke root or chickweed. You can mix them with some olive oil as well, or you can even make a poultice and lather it on and leave it on for about a half hour and take it off. A poultice is a paste, so you would, like the Native American Indians, they would ground the herbs into a powdery paste and then apply it on the skin. Now, we do use poke root. It's in our blood cleanse formula at thepowerherbs.com. So that's there. We do have the thyme tincture and tea, if you're looking for that. We do have immune boosters if your immune system is not up to par. And, of course, all the cleanses are there as well. So cleanse and nourish the system, folks, and watch what soap you're using. And don't derail your natural immunity on your skin and invite these parasites to kind of, you know, set up shop and make themselves at home, if it will. So thepowerherbs.com. Oh, they do have the honey oatmeal soap, too, if you want some of that. A good hard soap, too. It lasts a long time. So you want to keep it dry in between uses, so don't let it sit in water. But it lasts a good long time. It's a good hard soap. People that discover that soap, it's on our website under body care. But if you discover that soap, it's like, you know, people order it over and over again. Thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call if you don't have internet access, and you can get a free catalog, and you can order by phone or through the mail. The number is 866-229-3663. That's thepowerherbs.com, or call 866-229-3663. By the way, there was also a company out west called Safe Natural Alternatives is the name of the company. I think I want to say Iowa or South Dakota, somewhere like that they're located. Anyway, they make a product called Lice Be Gone. And it's made from, I think, the yucca plant, because there's enzymes, again, in the yucca plant, the oils that get rid of these parasites like lice. When a lot of the chemical treatments aren't working anymore, people are turned into stuff like that. So that's, if you got lice, usually one or two treatments does it, I've heard. So Lice Be Gone by Safe Effective Alternatives, I think, is the name of the company. You can Google it. You'll find it that way. All right. So I know this hour just flew by. I can't believe how fast an hour goes, Frank. Can you believe it? So we covered the cholesterol. Hope you're happy with that. And you have tools for that. And I often say it's usually not one thing that kind of corrects an imbalance. It's usually a combination of things that corrects an imbalance. So don't think there's any one silver magic bullet out there as far as product goes. A lot of times you have to layer in other things to get that balance. So that's why I listed the cleanses and a lot of the individual formulas for the cardio system for strengthening. So you get rid of the toxicity, which creates the stumbling block for imbalance, you know, purge those toxins, put in the nutrition and strengthening herbs. And it's not something you have to take the rest of your life. That's the blessing. You know, once you get rid of the cholesterol imbalance, you're good to go. Just don't revert to bad habits that create the imbalance. You're good. Thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. Puts power back in your hands. That's what it's about. I'm just about out of time, but I shall be back next week. And don't forget, sign up for the newsletters, because you'll get empowering information in your email for free each and every week. And you can share it with family and friends. Pass the blessings along. ThePowerHerbs.com. Click on Books and Newsletter and sign up today. Wow. While the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.